the door was suddenly opened by a little Indian girl, who ushered us into a large room, which from the tables, chairs, and closets with china, we found to be the salle à manger. Here we had a full view of the interior, and the light which was burning in the adjacent room showed us the occupants, fast asleep. The room was furnished differently from what we had been accustomed to, yet it was quite comfortable. The only piece of furniture that was not new to us was a high post bedstead, evidently from our own country, though bedecked with old Spanish tapestries. Instead of drawers, there were huge trunks that put to shame those of modern construction. These contained the household linen and the finery of the females of the family, and they were raised from the floor that a broom might be passed underneath them. Here and there on the walls hung a new-made dress of ample dimensions and several Spanish sombreros. Now, there was no washstand, but a French ewer and basin of white and gold porcelain. A single looking glass was hung high over it, a figure of a patron saint occupying the larger part of the upper surface. A large grated window, well barred with iron, with the thick and massive walls of an adobe house, gave it the look of security for confinement within or against attack from without. Half a dozen colored prints of the saints, 10 inches square, in black frames, graced the walls. Our beds and everything connected with them were comfortable. We found in the morning that we had occupied the sleeping room of the hostess and her daughters, and that they had given it up expressly to accommodate us.